Hey, good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster and presidential candidate, Kenny Hodge, with part two of This Is Not For Everybody. I was telling you in the earlier podcast about how I was introduced to the local, you know, doing what I call good work for the mail handlers and being thanked by being put off the steward staff. But nonetheless, I only say that so it helps you understand why Brother Bip feels necessary, because again, he understood early in the game that if given the opportunity, that I would be a much better president than he could ever be. But we keep moving forward, and again, I am doing what I asked the executive board to do. Is there some things that that you've been holding inside? Before we vote, now would be a real good time. Because, see, after the ballots are counted, again, we're definitely going to have different conversation for each other. I mean, that it only makes sense. So, to the executive board, I do say, I look forward to working with you. I know you may think I'm not sincere about what I say, but I, once we get past the fact that I'm the new president, I think we're going to be able to do monumental things. And again, see, I believe if the leader sets a different pace, projects different levels of solidarity, I'm certain that those who are around the leaders, which will definitely be the executive board, that's going to be how we all communicate. You see, if I want to go into facilities and walk by mail handlers without stopping and speaking to everyone I know or making sure a steward introduced me to the ones I don't know, see, if I don't do that, then the board feels they don't have to do that. Does that make sense? But I'm going to do that. I promise you that. I'm going to be one of those presidents that you're going to feel comfortable knowing that I represent you. Now, getting back to Brother Bip, my opponent. Local 304, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. I ask you, give me one thing your local president has done for you this year. Notice, I'm not asking you for a bunch of things. Give me one thing. Now, when I ask you to give me that one thing that your local has done, now, I'm not talking about what the national has done. Don't give me as an example, he passed along a memo. I'm talking about as a local president responsible for Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. Can you tell me one initiative that your local president has initiated that benefits you? See, this is what I call active leadership. If it was okay when the local president did work as a mail handler, I mean, you know, put a decade in between that, but his work concept is still from when he worked here. And again, yes, it's no, I guess it's really nobody's fault. It's just one of those things. You're not in the mix, Bip. You can get all the reports you want, but you don't have to go there every day. You don't have to deal with that silliness from postal management. You claim to sit in some meetings and advocate for mail handlers, but no, that's not the same. And I'll bet you if a few of your members, again, randomly picked, could actually watch you in action. I'm being a little more cavalier with my language today because, like I said earlier, this is not for everybody. But I want you to understand, I'm sincere when I tell you we have to do better. We have to do better. As work environments change, as hiring practices change, you need a president who understands that. You need a president who knows how to educate the mail handlers and the membership on what it is they need to do to protect their jobs. Now, I just don't want to pass you a memo from headquarters because, again, as a local president responsible for Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, trust me, my job is way more than I'm going to pass this memo on from headquarters. No, we're going to be innovators. We're going to be that local who starts to challenge, maybe from a different perspective, that thing we call a national agreement. That living, working document we call a national agreement. I'm going to show you how to push that to benefit the needs of mail handlers. You know, again, they talk that management for me, but trust me, I'm probably, if you ask in Columbus, a selection of people that management want to deal with, I'm pretty sure I'm lower to the bottom, if even on the list. So really, let's get motivated, Local 304, and you can't do that with your current retired local president. You can't do that. Through no fault of his own, he can't get that motivated for you. Do you understand what I'm saying? You need to have a president who's in the trenches with you. You need a president who understands when postal management don't follow the simplest of guidelines. You need a local president who understands that. We're not going to allow this to permeate. We're not going to allow this to continue at the detriment of any of my mail handlers. And while I'm letting it out, because it's not for everybody, I want to address a brother that I have a lot of respect for, Brother Kirkland. We ran together last campaign. I ran as president. He ran as vice president. We were not successful. But for some reason, I don't know if they've doctored a comment or anything up, but you addressed something about me bringing people to a management authorized or sanction for on-the-job injuries. And I feel obligated to clear that up. The rest, I'm not even going to address. But the only people I ever refer postal employees to with respect to injury compensations are federal injury centers. With that power couple, Chris and Jeannie Helm, and I hope, not for a second, you think they're pro-management. Come on, you got to know better, Brother Kirkland. If you did post that or say what was posted, that's the only organization I refer anybody to. And my brother, all I can say is if you took one Wednesday night and just listened to one of their Facebook live chats, I guarantee you would apologize for ever calling them management friendly. I mean, you really got to hear them. So, again, a little more misinformation there, but I got a lot of respect for you, Brother Kirkland, and that's why I felt it necessary to just address that. But, no, the only people I ever refer people to are when it comes to injury compensation, right now, I won't say ever, but right now, within the last year or so, is federal injury centers. That's Chris and Jeannie Helms. Again, if anybody know of that power couple, they know that's not a real friend of management. That's an awesome friend of the employee, but not a friend of management. So moving right along. Folks, listen, and I want to end with this comment. If we are not aware of our surroundings, eventually, again, you're going to have quite a few retirees doing what an active member should do. Okay, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but what I want to say is, if for whatever reason the retiree has got so much knowledge that nobody else has, then maybe I could see have him teach a class or something. But to have him come back, him or her or the person, and represent mail handlers, I don't condone that. I'm not a fan of that. I'll put it like that. I want to teach, inspire mail handlers that when that opportunity come up to be a president, a branch president, a local president, I want you to thrive at that. Because you're going to be that comfortable and your knowledge and how you handle yourself in front of postal management at negotiations. So let's keep active members active. And the way to do that is I'm going to motivate you to the point where you want to take a part in it, and there's no need to go outside of the active ranks to ever have mail handlers represented unless we are at arbitration. And I don't mean pre-arbitration. Have a great day. That was me talking to you. This is Kenny Hodge. Again, this is not for everybody, but this is part two of me letting some things in the air, kind of taking the filter off of what I podcast to give you a little bit of or not a little bit, give you a different perspective on how we're going to do business in Local 304 with Kenny Hodges, your president. Have a good day.